listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. Joel Metzger says his chance encounter with Governor Jerry Brown back in October was serendipitous. Joel and his wife Emily and their baby daughter were working in the front yard of their home in Vallecito, which is a small foothills town of about 500 people. During the gold rush, though, it was a bustling city of thousands, and that little bit of history is a clue to this random meeting. Joel is the former editor of the Calaveras Enterprise. He's been a guest on Insight before. He now works with the Calaveras County Water District. And we got him on the phone recently to tell the story.
On that Sunday afternoon, we were doing some gardening out in our front yard. We have a house in Vallecito, which is a quaint small town that many, many years ago was a gold mining town of many thousands of people. But now it's a small, tight-knit community. And my wife and I are avid gardeners, and so we were out in the front yard. And as with everyone in the fall, you are kind of cleaning out your summer crops and putting some winter crops in. So we were doing that. I had baby Kate, who was about 10 months at the time, on my back. And we were just doing gardening as a family. And across the street from our house in Vallecito is a very large stone building that's clearly historical. The stone is all hand cut and just looks old and beautiful. And so in front of this building, a large dark colored SUV pulled up with tinted windows, and a couple people got out and they went up to the neighbor's house, which is in this old store. And they just started kind of poking around and looking at it and talking. And then they would call someone on the cell phone, and I just heard little bits of conversation about what they were looking at. And one of the gentlemen who got out of the vehicle just seemed somehow strangely familiar to me. I couldn't quite place why I thought this person was familiar, but there was something that seemed to be familiar to me. And so we just continued with our gardening. The folks kept talking about this house across the street, and it kind of got strange because they just didn't leave. They must have been there for a half an hour, and they just continued walking around this building. I started to get a little concerned that, you know, what's going on here? You know, why are they looking at this so closely? My neighbors weren't home, and so I was getting a little protective about their house. And so I thought, well, maybe I should go over and just see if these folks need some assistance, make sure everything's in order. And I was about to go over, and then the SUV left. And I thought, oh, man, okay, I guess, you know, they're going to move on to somewhere else, so this is all okay. And then I went and did a little chore. And then I came back, and the SUV had showed up again, and they were looking at the house again across the street. So finally, I just said, I'm going to go, and I'm going to see what this is all about. So I walked across the street, and they had just gotten back in the car, and they started the engine. They were about to leave. So within a couple seconds, they would have been gone. And I just walked right up to the driver's side window. And there was a gentleman who appeared to be a security guard who was driving. And I introduced myself and said, I just from across the street, I wanted to make sure that everything was okay here. And I looked across the security guard to the front passenger seat, and I just knew immediately that that was Governor Brown sitting there. And so I kind of awkwardly just said, are you Governor Brown? And he looked over and he kind of smiled and said, yes, I am. And then I just kind of thought, oh my goodness, what is the governor of California doing in my small town in rural California? And so I just asked him, I said, so what brings you here? And he went on to say that he had family history in the town that goes all the way back to the 1800s, and that he was here trying to figure out whether he could find the remnants of his grandfather, great-great-grandfather's old store, which apparently had existed in the town back in the 1850s. And he said his grandfather's name was Giovanni Cuneo, and I knew the Cuneo name. And I knew I'd seen it in some documents that I had about the town. And so I said, well, if you're interested, I have a very old map of the town that goes back at least 100, 120 years. And if you'd like to come take a look at it, we can see if we can find anything that might lead you to where this store was. And I also told him that the beautiful store that he had been looking at across the street from my house was actually called the Dinkelspiel store. And it also goes back to the 1850s, but it was not ever owned by Acuño. So that wasn't the building he was looking for. And so he said, I would love to see that map. So he said, give us a few minutes and we'll come in and take a look. So I just invited him to park in front of my house. And then I went back into my yard, and Emily had gone inside with baby Kate at this point. And so I went to the front door, and she was sitting there with the baby. And I said, babe, the governor of California is outside our front door, and he wants to come and look at some of the old maps of town. Would you be okay with that? And she looked up at me like I was the craziest person in the world, and just total disbelief. Like, you know, sometimes I joke with her, so this clearly must have been that. And I tried to impress upon her, no, this is real. We actually have the governor right outside of our house, and he wants to come in. And so she kind of realized after I'd repeated myself maybe 10 times that I wasn't joking with her. And then we both kind of just got an adrenaline rush, and oh my goodness, we're going to have the governor in our house. So she ran into the back room to find the old map of Vallecito. I ran to try to find some other documents that might help him with his quest to find his family history. And then a few minutes later, I just peeked through the window, and here comes Governor Brown and his wife Anne walking up our front walkway. And so I opened the door, and they came right on in, big smiles, you know, greeted us warmly. And I introduced my family to both of them, and they introduced themselves. And then we crowded around our dining room table, and we just looked at maps for quite some time and looked at old names and where the properties used to be and tried to find something that might ring a bell for the Cuneo family. And the map that I had ended up being a little bit too young. I mean, it was too recent, and so it didn't have the Cuneo family. They had already sold the building at that point. And so that led to just getting into conversation. I ended up talking to Governor Brown, and Emily and Kate ended up talking to Anne. And I just will never forget standing in our home and just really having very friendly, warm conversation with both of them. They were both very inquisitive, very bright, you know, asked a lot of questions about us and what we do and what we're passionate about. Governor Brown was really interested in my experience with water legislation and water use. And we talked about some of the policies that he's worked on involving groundwater and surface water and water conservation. And then we ended up giving them a tour of our front yard and talking about how we'd taken our lawn out and put more water efficient landscaping in. And then he asked me how much water I used. And I don't think many people could answer that, but since I'm in the water industry, I was able to tell him what the actual water usage was with the lawn and then after we put the drought tolerant landscaping in. And we talked about water policy in general. And then he also told me about his plans, and he's going to be leaving office very soon, and that he is very excited to spend time on his ranch north of Sacramento, and he grows olives up there. My family also grows olives on a farm in San Andreas, so we had lots of good conversation about agriculture and his excitement about building a library and living off-grid on his ranch. And we just had it just felt like an old friend had stopped by, and we were catching up on, you know, what each other were doing with our lives. And, you know, after the first 5 minutes, it felt entirely natural to talk to the governor, which I thought was really neat and a testament to his ability to simply be a real, warm human being who was interested and genuine. And so it's an experience that I will not soon forget. My wife won't soon forget. And I love that we were able to take a picture with Governor Brown and Anne and my wife and baby Kate that we'll always keep on our mantle. Even before she has memories, Kate will have spent a little time with a governor of California, which is pretty neat.
You can see that picture on our website. That was Joel Metzger talking about the random meeting that his family had with Governor Jerry Brown and his wife, Anne. Joel says nothing specific was discovered that day, but the governor asked Joel to keep him informed. They have since figured out the location of that Cuneo store. And the ruins of the building, it turns out, had been demolished some years ago, but Joel says the rhyolite stone from the building has been kept on a nearby property. So the Brown family apparently has a rich history with Cuneos all across the area. Joel says he and the governor will continue to stay in touch. And of course, there's a standing invitation for the governor and his wife, Anne, to return to Vallecito anytime. You can see the photo at capradio.org/insight. There's still more ahead in this hour. This is Insight on Cap Radio.
I wish I had a needle and thread, fine as I could sew, so that pretty gal to my side and down the road I'd go. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. Some come here to fiddle and dance, some come here to tarry. Some come here to fiddle and dance, I come here to marry. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove.